Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Friday, October 15th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. The Bucs rolled into Philadelphia last night, and most people didn't expect a very close game. And for the majority of the night, they were right.
Brady, 2-4 net, hammers it in, touchdown. Leonard Fournette tosses the ball to the crowd, and the Buccaneers are having their way with the Philadelphia Eagles tonight. 27-7. With 5:47 to play in the third.
Ian Eagle and Ross Tucker on Westwood One on the call. Fournette ended up with two touchdowns on the day in Tampa's 28-22 win. The Eagles obviously made a bit of a comeback in this one, but when Philly scored a touchdown and a two-point conversion with 5:54 left in the game to cut it to 6 points, the Bucs never gave the ball back. Tom Brady, on point as usual, played this game with a wrap on his hand, still went 34 of 42 for 297 yards with two touchdowns and a pick. Antonio Brown continued his hot start, 9 catches in this one for 93 yards, including his fourth touchdown of the year. The Bucs moved to 4-1 while the Eagles fall to 2-3. It was not pretty for Philly's offense for most of this game. And even with the late surge they made at the end of the third and fourth quarters, they only finished the day with 213 total yards, and they converted just 3 of 10 third downs on the day. Let's go to some quick hits now. In Baltimore, Lamar Jackson missed practice with an illness, but exhale, Ravens fans, he wasn't placed on the team's COVID list, and he missed a week 3 practice with an illness earlier this year, but he still played. Also for the Ravens, tackle Alejandro Villanueva, receiver Sammy Watkins, Ronnie Staley, and defensive back Brandon Williams also did not take part in yesterday's practice. The Chicago Bears placed veteran running back Damian Williams on the reserve COVID-19 list Thursday. They host the Packers in a key NFC North divisional showdown this week. According to multiple reports, Williams was placed on the list after testing positive. Per the NFL's personnel notice, if he is asymptomatic and is vaccinated, he would be able to return once he produces 2 negative tests 24 hours apart. In Arizona, the Cardinals have had 3 positive COVID-19 tests this week, a source told ESPN yesterday. That puts the team 1 positive test away from going into intensive protocols. That would mean more testing for several players and personnel. Positive tests include 1 player and 2 members of the staff, according to a source. In Jacksonville, linebacker Miles Jack will not accompany the team to London for Sunday's game against Miami because of a back injury. And finally, the Washington football team is going to retire Sean Taylor's number 21 jersey on Sunday at their alumni weekend. Some have criticized the move as a way to deflect attention away from the call to release the more than 500,000 emails from the league's investigation into the franchise, but the team itself has denied those allegations. I'm sure it's just pure coincidence that they gave fans just 3 days notice that the jersey retirement was happening, which, by the way, is just the 3rd jersey retirement in franchise history. That's the latest news in the world of the NFL on Friday, October 15th. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, please leave us a rating and a review as well. If you leave us one, I promise you, we will read it on the show. Remember, you can catch up on everything that happened in Week 6 with our Sunday Late Night Wrap-Up show hosted by yours truly. We hit every game with info, injuries, radio calls, post-game storylines, and everything you need to know. Enjoy your Friday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk on Sunday night.